The World This Week, Politics.
Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, agreed to pause legislation intended to weaken the Supreme Court and politicize judicial appointments after mass protests brought the country to a halt. Organizers of the demonstrations claim that almost 7% of the population marched against the new laws. Thousands of soldiers and pilots in elite reserve units said they would not report for duty if the law passed. The calm may last until April 30th when the Knesset sits again. UN investigators have found evidence that Libya's security forces and militias committed war crimes and crimes against humanity, including the systematic torture of migrants. Al-Shabaab, a jihadist group in Somalia that is affiliated to Al-Qaeda, has lost almost a third of its territory to government offensives, according to the American ambassador. America is to provide $100 million in security assistance to help West African countries battle jihadists. Most of the money will be provided over the next 3 years to Benin, Ghana, Guinea, Ivory Coast and Togo. This is in addition to direct assistance to Ghana that was announced by Kamala Harris, America's vice president, on a trip to the region. The political opposition to the Hindu nationalist government in India demanded that Rahul Gandhi be reinstated to parliament. Mr. Gandhi, the leader of the Congress Party, says that his recent conviction for defaming Narendra Modi, the prime minister, was politically motivated. He was sentenced to 2 years in prison for comments he made in a speech in 2019, but is out on bail pending an appeal. The Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shehbaz Sharif, asked Parliament to take action against Imran Khan, his predecessor, whose supporters clashed with police when they tried to arrest him on graft charges in mid-March. Mr. Sharif did not specify what he wanted Parliament to do, though some members of the government have called for Mr. Khan's party to be banned. In Myanmar, the ruling junta dissolved the National League for Democracy, Aung San Suu Kyi's party, and dozens of other political parties because they had missed a deadline to register for unspecified elections, which will anyway be a sham. FIFA, football's global governing body, said that Indonesia would not now host the Under-20s Football World Cup, which begins in May. The governor of Bali, where some of the matches were due to be held, had refused to allow the Israeli team to play.